appeared in certain articles. What happened? They said that the bosses, the police chiefs, they were afraid of political consequences. They were afraid of losing their seat. So, like, they didn't let to use, like, the cannons, water cannons. They didn't want to send reinforcement until they really got, like, an order from the up. So, actually, there was trapped, like, 40, 50 or 100, at the end, 100 policemen in the TV inside. And they were asking for help, for reinforcement, backup. And they said on radio, yes, yes, you will get it, and finally not. And they said also that when there was a water cannon, they sent it with, 50 policemen, and there was thousands of people. So they started to run away when there was no water anymore. It was stuck in the mud because there was no pavement there, whatever it's reconstruction on. So they let the water cannon there. And the guys who were driving it, two or three policemen inside, and surrounded them by the crowd. And they asked then for backup to, like, rescue these guys, the other policemen. And the order was, no, you don't enter. So one, they said that one lieutenant, they said he actually didn't obey the order. And he went there with 50 policemen, tried to rescue their stuff. But they already were taken out by the people, by the crowd, but they take them out without harming them, saying, no, don't touch them, no, you are not enemy, whatever, it's not against you. No, but it seems to me that's okay. It's okay, the police says that they were not prepared, but, you know, at the first night, it appears the chief of Budapest police, this Peter Gergényi, so they were there, so I cannot imagine that they were not prepared. Also, it was not the first night, it was the second night. And you know these figures, you know that always when there is something happening, you should be prepared. Mm. Whatever event, they are prepared. And I'm saying this when, like, a human rights group makes a protest, like, against Bush, peaceful one, declaring 3 days before, yeah, having talks with the policeman, and you could see what happened. That even if it's by law you are allowed to do it, there was 20, 30 policemen just against these seven activists of a human rights organization. So then, come on. Yes, of course, they have that bit prepared. You don't tell me when you have a demonstrations, at least thousands, tens thousands of people, that you are not prepared, not just to get violent, but everything can happen. Can be a kind of, something, explosion, whatever, or somebody is provoking, or there be just a scuffle breakout. You should be prepared that 10,000 people will start. And after this, what happened in August 20th, after this firework, when that was a game that nobody was prepared, that it can happen, how to handle that, lots of people there. It's not just preparing for break out any violence or riot, but also if there is something happens, people don't know, they start to stamp on each other, so you should be prepared. And the police also this way, that's why they say, that's why according to law they need preparation also, but when you know these events going on, you are there. So in a way, yeah, there is suspicion that I don't say maybe on purpose, but who knows? And I think there is a lot of questions. It serves whom's interest?
Of course.
These kind of things, because all this stuff that, okay, the Prime Minister was very honest. I said it before that he was not honest with the people. It was not a declaration on radio, public television, let's nation listen to my words. I was lying for 1.5 years or 2 years. We were doing nothing. No, it was in a close meeting of the MPs of the governing party. You want to have their backup, their support, that, okay, you know, in a way it's not that, oh, we cannot do any more lives, but no, if you are not supporting you, we are losing everything, you know, so there is no way we cannot go anymore with the lies, not because we do not want to, but because of the financial situation, the country will collapse, so then everybody will know, actually get know what we did. So it's still better to back up, support me, and okay, now we will don't do this anymore. So that's. I think it's not fair to say that he was a brave, honest, the first who said the truth, because he was not saying the truth. I could accept these kind of explanations if he really gets on TV after the election saying, you know, I did this, I was lying, we did this, but we now should face the reality, so we should do this, and I will resign, of course, and all our guys, but you should know that without doing this, we cannot go on anymore, so please look for a person who can have a kind of whatever government you have, support all parties, because we are in the same boat, whatever. Or even after half a year, saying, you know, now you see, yes, I said lies, but now you see there is no other way out. I'm resigning because, in a way, I'm responsible. Please take it as a personal confession, whatever. But it's not, maybe not just our party's fault or not my personal fault, but was others involved also, that we can blame the opposition, whatever. But let's not blame anybody. I took personally responsibility for anything what happened, for all the lies. So now I have a new page, but without me, because of course, after what I did, I have no right standing in front of you, not just as a prime minister, but as a politician, whatever. But it didn't happen. No, that's why I think the president said that he was almost boasting. Okay, yeah, but now you showed some.
So what does it tell you that first night they, or maybe not the first night, whatever, they do the second night, they do the state TV station, then they go after, then the third night they go for the radio and the MSP headquarters. Yeah. It's consistently political targets, yet we're constantly told that it's just football hooligans or whatever, but they're not generally smashing up any car that's on the street or any street shop. It seems to be a very directed crowd, certainly very emotionally fierce towards the police, but it's not random violence.
No, what I feel that as far as the so-called target is concerned, yes, they got the message at the meeting that we should go to the public television radio, because they...
Where's this meeting?
Well, in front of the parliament. So okay. You get the people there, you can imagine different people, very distressed, very angry, could be from extremists, from most of them. I've been there, it's really peaceful. But you can feel the anger, which can be motivated, of course, politically, but you can feel that they said, okay, this guy, the prime minister, should resign. And of course they say, let's go to the public television, public radio, also in a kind of resemblance of 56. And you know, these words exactly also was used at the same time. And this is actually all Hungarians who passed this high school, they do know that now, at least in the last 10 years, that they were saying on the radio, that time we had just radio, that we were lying day and night. And the words of Prime Minister, and it's not by chance, he chose very carefully these words, whether whatever emotion he had, whatever his intention was to persuade his fellow comrades what to say, but he chose these words, resembling it to the 50th anniversary of the revolution, and then they will use this word. And of course, that time the radio, now in the age of television, of course, it's more the public television, represents this, that the lies also associated, the propaganda, what's any government, or in this case, this government was making. So, of course, it's an irony that actually the situation with the television is not the same as it was from the radio, because that time it was your primary source of information, but now actually the public TV is not viewed by most. So, from this kind of view, that you know, it's more influential if you would go to a commercial channel. But also you should know, the big protests in front of the parliament, of course, these are representing we should get rid of the government, and the government cities, the prime minister offices inside the parliament. So that's the main reason, of course, why they are protesting there. And the public TV is just 300 yards away, so it's very close. And the other target, which was, they said, let's go to the Republic Square. It's also, in 56, everybody knows, at that time it was also the Communist Party's headquarters. Now it's still the Socialist Party headquarters. So I do believe that these people, lots of them, feel that it's a kind of 56 resembling, even if lots of people say, even the president, has nothing to do with it, whatever. But I don't know how really these people do believe, but I heard lots of them saying that it's something like in 56, something unthinkable is happening, that people are just going the street and say that we will take something. Maybe they say revolutionary, but many people may be just looking for troubles. That's also true. But something is...
Is this first time tragedy, second time sparse kind of concept? Or is that, I mean, are people just trying to imitate history, or is there...
I don't know.
Or is
maybe
this going to make any difference?
That's also, I mean, what I do think that we couldn't really analyze and really live with the what happens in 56. The older generations, they have their own thinking. Very divided, actually. Those who were supporting the regime, of course, they do feel that it was not a revolution and it was taught for 50 years like that. The others who were taking part, of course, they said it was a real revolution, and lots of them who are still alive, they think that it was actually stolen from them after the changes, which they said with their own blood or bloods of their friends was possible. And the new elite actually is partly or most of them is the same elite as governed Hungary before. So then they are, I think most of them, you could see at the street that they are really distressed. They didn't see any changes even in their human lives. They are still poor, they are still ignored, but they do feel, okay, now it's the anniversary, so everybody will say nice words about this, even those who were on the other side at that time. And the younger generations, I think now you have a generations, I mean, it's from the changes almost 15 years past, 20, 25 years old guys, they didn't know what was the system before. So for them, what they got from the new way of history, new way of teaching, so they really think, oh yeah, it started something like this. There was a big distrust against government. This was somebody or people, they say, didn't represent their view. So let's raise, we can raise against them. It's something good. But I think it's really a mixed feeling. Nobody knows actually, but of course they say, revolution, it sounds nice. I do believe that some people do think that, yeah, that's time. Other people maybe just think that's time to take over, whatever it's named, revolution, whatever.
So when you hear TV, has been pretty much showing nothing but riots for 24 hours, for 48 hours, 36 hours now. It's like there's no other news in Hungary. MTV, only briefly during the night of its being attacked, showed some video from the inside, but it was as if nothing was happening the whole time. Other channels, they have various degrees of showing it. But when Hear TV shows all the riots and all the video constantly, what do you think the effect is on Hungary? Is it inspire people to do the same, or does it make people say, those people were scary, I'm really glad that the socialists are in power?
I do think that, I mean, because in the last 16 years you didn't have these kind of things, it also shows in a way that the Hungarians are more ready to accept even bad things without maybe protesting at home but not going on the streets. So it was narrow. If you look at the history, we didn't have these mass movements like happened in Poland. We didn't have 2-3 million of opposition movement or solidarity. We didn't have the same kind of big meetings as what they have at the Václav Square in Prague during the revolution. We have some big meetings, but not like this way as a continuous protest, making really political changes. We had first started something about the environmental problems, about the Gabčíkovo electric station, so that was the first time there was like 50,000-100,000 people protesting. But in a way they would say it's not part of the Hungarian spirit anymore, because I think the Hungarians are reluctant to do this, maybe because of the legacy of 56, that once they rose and they took the arms and they felt that actually they were left alone. And this resembling goes after 50 years, that they got big support, but finally it was crushed and actually nobody in the world helped them. So this experience was also against. Also the other thing, it was a continuous policy after this, that if we give you economical benefits, we give you a kind of certain acceptable standard of life, in your surroundings, if you don't meddle in the political big things, so to say, then you can have a nice comfortable life, more or less. So it means that just was this is official policy, like education, you get these feelings, why to meddle this, why to look for trouble, you can never win anything actually, because the system won't change, the guys will rule you, Or if you look for outside support, let's look at 56, what happened, people are killed and nothing changed. So that's why I think that that's now it's a bit unthinkable for the people what's going on. But I think most people, I do feel that if you have still these images of violence, street violence, more you have these images, more it cannot be distanced from the peaceful protest, more people will support the current whatever political system which is for stability, more people will ask for strong hand, and less people will think about the actual cause of this whole riot and conflict. So that's in a way, yes, I think it's place for the hands of those who actually not really interested in real changes.